11:18 a.m. back here on the Blitz, Fan Run Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville. Rick Butler, Chance Collins, Brandon Orrick, and Weston Brown hanging out with you up until 12 o'clock noon. But ladies and gentlemen, this is finally it, the moment we've been waiting for. We finally have one of what will be our best interview to date so far. We're so excited to bring it on. Monday Night Raw will be in Knoxville, Tennessee, this upcoming Monday, live from Thompson Bowling Arena, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, and we have one of the superstars that will be there on the show with us on the phone right now. He is a former United States champion, a former Raw Tag Team champion, former SmackDown Tag Team champion, WWE Tag Team champion, the first ever Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal winner. Ladies and gentlemen, WWE superstar Cesaro. Man, thank you for joining the show today.
Good morning. Thank you. What do you mean it's going to be the best interview so far? Well, who do you have after me? Nobody.
Yeah, that
it'll
is
be the best interview, period.
That is a fair point, but hey, I mean, this is going to go along the upper echelons of what we have here on our show. We cannot be more excited for this.
Exactly. How are you?
Hey, we're doing fantastic. We're gearing up. We're
very excited for Monday, right?
Unbelievably excited for Monday. We always love when Raw gets to come to Knoxville. We have such a massive wrestling fan base here, and I think that we put on a pretty good show. Have you ever been to Knoxville to do a show before?
Of course, I've been to Knoxville many times, and I know Knoxville, you know, has a rich wrestling history and a rich WWE history. I mean, you have Mayor Glenn Jacobs. I mean, this is going to be great.
Yeah, hey, that was really going to be my next question. Is going to say, you know, obviously, I'd assume you knew that Mayor Glenn Jacobs was the mayor of Knox County. Do you think you'll get to see him at all? Do you think he'll be roaming around the halls of Thompson Bowling Arena on that Monday night?
Yeah, I mean, he usually stops by to say hello, and I'm always looking forward to him. We've been calling him the mayor even before he was elected, you know, because we had so much faith in him. So very, very happy to see the mayor.
Absolutely. So, Cesaro, you're in Madison Square Garden last Monday for Raw. You got Clash of Champions from the Spectrum Center, North Carolina. You got Knoxville on Monday, maybe some live events along the way. Where are you right now, and what does this week look like for your travel schedule? I imagine that these pay-per-view weekends are especially insane with the travel stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're in Chattanooga tomorrow, then we're going to be in Macon on Saturday, then we have the Clash of Champions in Charlotte on Sunday, and then we come to Knoxville on Monday. You know, that's just call it a light travel schedule this week, and, you know, it's going to be a lot of driving, a lot of entertaining our WWE universe, where we're going to have fun while doing it, and, you know, we're going to end it with a bang in Knoxville.
Absolutely, we certainly hope so. So when we brought you onto the show just a minute ago, I gave out your incredibly impressive list of accomplishments through the, you know, you've held the tag team championship on both brands, including the WWE tag team champions, former mm-hmm. United States champion. What do those kind of titles mean to you when you look back on them, just kind of knowing the illustrious career that you've had so far? And then also, you know, what are your goals towards the future? I imagine the Universal Championship is obviously what you're looking for, but, you know, what does that picture kind of look for you over your career with the WWE?
I mean, 100%, you know, the Universal Championship, WWE Championship, that's always, that's always the goal, you know, but it just means that I had, you know, so far I had quite a bit of success in WWE, and I think what people will be looking at is the whole body of work. You know, every single time I step in the ring, it's quasi personified, and that's what I want. You know, every time I step in the ring, people are entertained, people are going to get great action, and that's what people remember.
Yeah, absolutely, and you know, we absolutely see that great ring work. Most recently, we saw it from NXT UK TakeOver from Cardiff. What was it like going over there overseas? You had the match against Ilya Dragunov, and I've showed the clip to maybe my friends over 100 times. The 40 rotation Cesaro swing. What was that? Was incredible.
Yeah, thank you very much. You know, it was live on the WWE Network, and it's always fun to go to NXT. It's always fun to go overseas. It's always fun to wrestle new opponents, and Ilya is a new up and comer, and he has definitely a whole lot of talent. So we're going to see what he will do in the future. And it's always fun to remind people, you know, what you're capable of. And, you know, the 40 rotation swing, you know, that's something that you may or may not be able to see on Raw or SmackDown. Or who knows, you know, in the near future.
Well, I mean, you even say that, you know, the Universal Championship and the WWE Championship are on your radar. Hey, maybe NXT UK needs to be on the lookout, too, coming in, taking the victory in Cardiff last weekend. But
of course, you know, to me, you always need to do something to impress. You always need to do, give the people something to talk about, to go home, you know, and, like, talk to their friends about and share. And I always, like, if you watch our matches, I always try to do at least one or two things that it just, like, catches people off guard, you know, that, like, usually would only see in, I don't know, movies or, like, video games. So that's just my goal, you know. You always want to leave an impression, and I would like to think most of the time I find a way to do that.
Cesaro, I think most people in the WWE and in professional wrestling had people that they kind of looked up to when they were growing up as kind of inspiration that kind of drove them to get into this business. Who were some of those people for you?
I had none. No, I'm just kidding.
we were a little shell-shocked by that.
You were stunned right there. I
guess this guy's just got wrestling's blood.
Yeah, he's just awesome. which I am. But when I grew up, it was people like the Steiner brothers, you know, Papa Shango, Owen Hart, Bret Hart, Macho Man, you know, those were the guys that I look up to, the Quebecers, you know, it's just, you know, I can name probably the whole roster. Crush was awesome. Remember Crush? Crush had a great
edge
music too. Great gear. You know, it was fun. I just loved wrestling.
You talk about some of the guys that you looked up to. Who's some of the guys that you came across once you did make it to the big stage, to the WWE stage, that you came across that you were just starstruck by, that you just kind of fanboyed out when you came across them?
I don't know if, like, fanboyed out was the right term, because I think that's just not quite in my blood. But I had, I had the opportunity to work with Dusty Rhodes, which was absolutely amazing. When I first got to WWE, you know, you walk in the door, and I was still FCW at that point, and there was Dusty Rhodes, and I would say I was definitely, you know, like, starstruck as in, like, you know, holy crap, this is Dusty Rhodes, and I get to work with him on a daily basis, you know, and I went back until, you know, his unfortunate passing. I went back every time to every NXT taping and just hung out with him and talked with him and just to, you know, try to learn or, you know, spend as much time with him as possible, because, again, that's Dusty Rhodes. And I've come across many, many people, you know, in my career, that just were absolutely awesome, and you know, they just love this business so much, and just since I love wrestling, it was just so much fun to talk with them, you know, and just hear stories. Like, I got to go to the WWE warehouse and just see some of the stuff they have there, which is just absolutely amazing. So I just enjoy that.
Now, one last one for me. Who do you think, like, who can you, like, recall that's helped you out the most, or, like, been like a mentor to you along the way?
There's been so many people that helped me out that I don't think it would be fair to single out one. You know what I mean? So if I had to, which you put me on the spot here, I actually, the reason why I got in contact with WWE and actually got my job was through William Regal. So I would probably have to name him.
Cesaro, I got a couple questions for you. You're known for being one of the, if not the best ring worker in the WWE.
In the world, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Incredibly, incredibly humble, too, yeah.
Who is your favorite person to work with?
Anybody that's in WWE. That's the key. I like just being in the ring with anybody. Everybody presents a different challenge, you know. Just within the last month, I've been in the ring with, you know, Braun Strowman, Ricochet, Samoa Joe, Cedric Alexander, Ilya Dragunov, and many others. And it's just that's like, you know, like a little bit of everything, and everybody's different. And I feel like I'm extremely good at, incredibly humble, adapting my style to whatever needs to be in the ring. And I feel that's my strength. And, so I cannot just pick one, because I feel like everybody has you know, a different challenge and a different way you can go about the match and a different story you can tell. And that's the beauty about WWE.
So you talk about a lot of the different styles that guys have when they are in the ring, and you kind of talk about your style of your own. Now, we know that you are an illustrious tag team champion over your career in the WWE, and the two most prominent tag team partners that I remember of yours were Tyson Kidd and then obviously Sheamus as a part of the Bar.
The big fella.
Oh, the big fella. So when I kind of think about that, you know, when I watch wrestling, I consider you and Sheamus to have closer, I guess one might say, styles of wrestling rather than you and Tyson Kidd. What was kind of the strengths and the hardships about working with guys who were very close to a style as you versus also, you know, maybe you have more of a brawler versus a high flyer in the ring? What is the dynamic during those matches as well?
Well, I guess you just kind of explained it. You know, in one tag team, you have the brawler or the strong guy and the high flyer. And the other one, you have two guys who, you know, can pretty much be a little bit more of a, like, all-rounder. But I would like to say, in a team with Sheamus, that I was the brains and he was the brawn, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I would definitely say he was the, you know, the brawler, and I was maybe more the finesse guy. But I think that, so with me and Tyson, it was cool because we just had a completely different dynamic. Like I said, it was the high flyer, and then the strength of the team, and you know, we had just an awesome dynamic. And then with me and Sheamus, you saw us grow from not liking each other to being one of the best tag teams of the last decade.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the forefront tag teams that you talk about when you do talk about this this 2010s era. When, so what are some of the, when you're going to build a match, right? When you're working on this match, what are the most important things that you put into the match? For instance, how much are you setting up to, you know, to play into the crowd? Because obviously, you know, that is the audience that are there that helps fuel the product so much to build around what you guys are doing in the ring. What goes into the building of a match? I know it's obviously long and complicated, but, you know, what are some of the details to, or the bullet points to it?
Well, I was going to say, if you want to know how to build a match, you guys should join a wrestling school and learn how to do that. I'm not going to give that away here on the radio. Are you crazy?
Yeah, I'm going to say that
the crowd is super important. You know, that's what we feed off of, and that's what makes a match special. That's what makes a show special. That could, you know, that's what also makes stuff tank, that if the crowd doesn't like it. So for us, the interaction with the crowd is obviously extremely important. And for me, like I mentioned a couple of times earlier, I'm trying to find something that will captivate the crowd and, you know, like catches them off guard and showcases my strengths. And, you know, I think that's the winning formula.
So Cesaro, what is next for you in the ring? You know, I loved the match against Aleister Black earlier this summer. I thought that was one of the best ones. That was in the middle of July. What is next?
Yeah.
What is next for you coming up? I know we don't know about these things yet, but maybe a potential Bar reunion sometime down the road. Is that a possibility?
Yeah, of course it's a possibility. You know, my goal is just to put on the best match every single time I step in the ring, like you mentioned with Aleister Black, and I think me and Samoa Joe had a pretty good one for the King of the Ring, which I still think, you know, I represent the king in the ring. That's me. I'm not the king off the ring. I'm the king in the ring. And then you know, I just try every single time to have a great match that will, you know, people will remember. So what's next for me? I don't know. I honestly don't know, but I just know that I'm gonna swing for the fences, you know. Every single time, whatever ball you get thrown, you know, swing to make did I say this right? Make a home run, or is it hit a home run? I don't know.
Well,
it's the English. It's the English,
yeah,
that trips me up with the weird baseball reference that I don't really like, you know.
It's
score a goal. Here we go.
But we get what you're saying there.
However the pass comes in, I want to score a goal. So
okay,
there we go.
That works.
One last question for you, Cesaro. Besides yourself, of course, who do you think is the best worker in the WWE?
Oh, okay. Taking myself out of the equation.
Of course.
Sheamus is not active at the moment.
Right.
I pick Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins had probably one of the landmark years of his career, it's not even over yet.
Absolutely, he's had a tremendous 2019 so far. Going just away from the wrestling for one quick second, something that I think is just one of the most fun parts of my week, I think if wrestling fans don't know about this yet, they absolutely have to, is Xavier Woods' Up, Up, Down, Down YouTube channel that you are on all the time, talking about video games and all this kind of stuff. I remember watching your guys' series, loving the reactions with you and Rollins and Woods about Game of Thrones.
Yes.
How big of a super fan are you into Game of Thrones?
Oh, I miss it so much. Oh,
we're with you. We're all mourning together.
Me and Rollins, I could just talk about how much we miss it and how awesome it was. I like being home and watch television. And like I thought, Game of Thrones was such an awesome show, and I'm a fan beginning to end. I know a lot of the people like to complain at this and that. I love the show beginning to end. I thought it was absolutely amazing. Just the fact, just think back of how much joy that show brought you. You know, even if there's one or two things you don't like so yeah. What? That's how they planned it, and it wasn't just like something that they threw together last minute. No, they planned that for years. That's how they wanted to tell it, and that's what it was. So I just enjoyed it. It was awesome. And then I think we're going to do some more of those kind of videos of us reacting to shows when they come out. I think we had a couple that we talked about that we're going to do. Just recently I watched The Boys, which is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
I watched The Umbrella Academy.
Yeah.
That was good. And now I guess I'm going to try to find another show to watch.
Well, I mean, you got to keep yourself entertained on the road. But hey, the road leads to Knoxville, Tennessee, this upcoming Monday, live from Thompson Bowling Arena. The whole Monday Night Raw crew will be there, including Cesaro, who has been gracious enough to take a little bit of time out of his day to come join us on the Blitz. Cesaro, thank you so much for joining us on the show. And I'll tell you right now, I knew it at the beginning, and it's only confirmed now, the best interview of our show in history. I don't even know if anyone will beat it.
No, thank you very much. I'm extremely humble.
I'm a total fanboy when it comes to professional wrestling, so I won't even let anything else, get it close. Unless we have Mayor Glenn Jacobs on the show, then that would be.
I was going to say if you want to talk wrestling and love wrestling like I do, like Glenn Mayor Glenn Jacobs, that's what I'm calling from now on all the time. Mayor Glenn Jacobs. I mean, he's been around for so long, and he has so much knowledge. It was always amazing, just like picking his brain and hearing his stories, like on like your European tours and stuff. And it was awesome. And it's really cool to see what he's doing right now. And very excited to come to Mayor Glenn Jacobs' hometown.
Absolutely, and we are absolutely excited to see you. Cesaro, thank you so much for joining us. We wish you all the best at the pay-per-view this weekend at Monday Night Raw in Thompson Bowling Arena. And who knows, maybe we'll get to talk to you again on the show someday. But thank you. Best of luck moving forward. The king of swing himself, WWE superstar Cesaro.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Good stuff.
Well, I'm kind of freaking out internally right now.
It was good. I can tell.
Dusty Rhodes.
I've never heard you fanboy out so much, Rick. It was a good interview. Good job by you.
I wish we could have had him on the
you
phone
Big West
for an hour.
Definitely excited.
We got. I got to catch my breath here. All right.
I think you need to go outside.
My heart is quiet.
Somebody get Rick a cigarette.